నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంతో 10th చాప్టర్ 28 టైటిల్ కృష్ణ రెస్క్యూస్ నంద మహారాజ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 17. నందాధాయ తు తం దృష్ట్వా పరమా ఆనంద నివృత్తః కృష్ణం చ తత్ర చందోబి స్తుయమానం విస్మిత. నందాదయస్తు తం దృష్ట్వా పరమానంద నివృత కృష్ణం చ తత్ర చందోబి స్తుయమానం సువిస్మిత. నందాదయస్తు తం దృష్ట్వా పరమానంద నివృత కృష్ణం చ తత్ర చందోబి స్తుయమానం సువిస్మిత. నందాదయస్తు తం దృష్ట్వా పరమానంద నివృత కృష్ణం చ తత్ర చందోబి స్తుయమానం సువిస్మిత. Nandadaya, the coward men, headed by Nanda Maharaj. Tu and tam that. Drishtva seeing. Parama supreme. Ananda by ecstasy. Nivritta overwhelmed with joy. Krishnam, Lord Krishna. Cha and Tatra there. Chandobi by the Vedic hymns. Stuyamanam being praised. Su very much. Vismitaha surprised. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men felt the greatest happiness when they saw that transcendental abode. They were especially amazed to see Krishna Himself there, surrounded by the personified Vedas who were offering Him prayers. Purport: although the residents of Vrindavana considered themselves ordinary persons, Lord Krishna wanted them to know of their extraordinary good fortune. Thus, within a lake in the Yamuna River, the Lord showed them His personal abode. The cowherd men were amazed to see that the kingdom of God had exactly the same spiritual atmosphere as their own earthly Vrindavan, and that just as in their Vrindavana, Lord Krishna was personally present in their unique vision. He was present as the Lord of the spiritual world. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out, these verses emphasize that Lord Krishna did not merely show the cowherd men a sample Vaikuntha planet, but that He specifically revealed His Krishna Loka, the greatest of eternal abodes and the natural home of the residents of Vrindavan, who loved Krishna more than anyone else did. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 28th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Krishna Rescues Nanda Maharaj from the Abode of Varuna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sagana Raghunatham, Vitamtam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vithamcha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedantam Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya कृपा सिंधु एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामे गौरतिसे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पदे गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। ताप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो इन दिस चैप्टर टाइटल्ड कृष्णा रेस्क्यूज नंद महाराज, दिस इज द लास्ट वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर। Before we enter a chapter which is the most misunderstood chapter, especially in India, the chapter is titled Krishna and the Gopis Meet for the Rasa Dance. So this is a very, one sense, very crucial chapter to understand the nature of the love of the residents of Vrindavan. When we say Vrijabhasi, what is the nature of their love? Of course, in this concluding verse, Krishna has reciprocated to their love and he has revealed to them that what do they have in relationship to heavenly planets, impersonal Brahman effulgence, or Vaikuntha, or Krishna Loka, then this earthly Vrindavan. So it is very important that we go to the next chapter where the gopis love the most intimate pastimes, the most highest form of realization of the soul. We are all soul. Now when this soul evolves or blossoms to its ultimate perfection, what will be its nature? Wow, it will be exchanging, expressing love with the supreme object. That's when the soul becomes pure in the sense there is no tinge of any other desire. Now this was the nature of love of residents of Vrindavan. To just give an understanding before, so we know that in this chapter, how, just to give an some understanding about that, how was their daily activity? They were actually very ordinary village people. But all their activities were only centered on Krishna and Krishna's welfare. They were doing many activities, but the center was only Krishna and Krishna's welfare. They would be just thinking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, and if he is not there, just remembering him. And then when they go to sleep, they're dreaming about him. So this was a total absorption, complete absorption. They can't think about anything other than Krishna.
They never thought that they are great. They never thought. And even Krishna never thought that he was great. They never thought, Krishna never thought. It was just pure exchange of love. Now in this material world, we try to understand what type, you know, where do we bring out, you know. It's far, 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 far away from our... That even this is possible, that there is, but this is possible. That is there, the nature of the soul. The closest possible we can see about how when a child cries out for the mother, you know. This is for our understanding, you know, material vision we see. For the child, when the child cries out, for the child, the mother is everything, you know. There's nothing the child can think about, you know. When she wants the mother, the whole consciousness of the child is fully focused, absorbed on the mother, that I want you. I want you. You know? Pure dependence. Of course, here it is far more than just dependence, because they didn't see Krishna with any reverence, that power, or, you know, they saw Krishna as a child. And he also is becoming hungry, he's thirsty. So Krishna was dependent on them. And if you don't treat, I mean, if you don't give him, what will happen to Krishna? That was their anxiety. Very, something difficult to understand. So this was the nature of their love. But then, in short, to come back to this verse, because Krishna revealed to them. So before we come, exactly what happened. We all have heard, I think, many speakers in the past must have spoken about it. But just in short, that how... Nanda Maharaj, Ekadashi Vratha, and the Parayan time was very early in the morning. He goes to take bath in Jamuna. Now, Varuna Dev's representative was very rigid about rule. He just saw that Nanda Maharaj is taking bath at the wrong time. So it was like an offense. So he grabbed him, pulled him, and Nanda Maharaj disappeared. Now just imagine, for the residents, Nanda Maharaj just disappeared. Now it was not that they loved Krishna. They were like a family. They loved each and every one with Krishna in the center. So in that separation, many of them, they didn't know what to do. Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna came to know. Krishna was sleeping. Was a child. He got up. He came to Jamuna. Then he dived and he disappeared. So imagine when he disappeared, and Jamuna was very crystal clear. No? They can't see. And see the gopis and the gopas, and they're just unconscious. They can't tolerate a minute that he's not seen. And here he is gone. Whether he'll come back, what will be, it was something which, so this was the nature of, just to give an idea that this was the nature of love of Vrijavasis. And now, when Krishna went down searching for Nanda Maharaj, when Varunadev saw Krishna, he immediately came out. He knew Krishna will come. So he offered him aarti, obeisances, he gave him fruits, he gave him jewels, he gave him his throne, he made him sit, and all these things Nanda Maharaj is watching. And then he is just glorifying him, you are the Brahman, you are the creator, you are the absolute, you are... Krishna said, where is my father, Nanda Maharaj? So he said, yes, here is. So Krishna wanted just his father. And he brought him back up, escorted him to Vrindavan Dham, and there was a celebration. Such a joyful celebration. Nanda Maharaj came back. Krishna came back. Everyone was celebrating. And then Nanda Maharaj had not forgotten what he had seen. So he started speaking about to other cowherd men. Now the unique thing about the love of Vrijavasis is, see, that way even there is love in Vasudev Krishna, Devaki, and Vasudev also had that love. But when Krishna is to show the his opulence, their intimacy is to go. But the unique thing about Vrijavasis is, even when they used to see his supernatural power, or, you know, he did this, he did that, he killed this demon, their intimacy and affection will not get minimized. This is the difference. They will for some time. Sometime they may, like this, oh. But then immediately, the intimacy was so intense that immediately it will cover up. And again, it's just, hey, just Krishna is just our, no, he's Gopal. Yes, yes, he's something great. We just like him, you know. He is beautiful. We like him. Nothing else. And Krishna also is to reciprocate like this. So when Nanda Maharaj, after all the celebration, he's talking, you know, I saw Gopal. And this Varun, demigod, he's offering obeisance to him. And what a mansion he had. My God, jewels and rubies and pearls. And he gave all these gifts to him. And he's glorifying him. What is this Gopal? Who is this Gopal? But again, the intimacy had not gone that Gopal is their child. This was the nature of that love. So we are way. No, of course, I'm just sitting here, Prabhupada's mercy, you're talking about 10th canto. What did Prabhupada give us? What is the connection? Such highest level of, you know, transcendental realization is being revealed here of this whole existence, the topmost thing. And it is revealed here. And we have some excess talking about it. What is the position about, you know? Where is our state of Atma and what our desires and all those things, and then we are talking. But yes, the soul, when it is pure, it is just wants a facility to just exchange love. Free, you know, there should not be any obstacle, just free, exchange, there should be some facility. And that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the place, not Vaikuntha. Vrindavan is a place where you can, no restriction. Nothing is stopping you. Free. You express, isn't it? Like for example, you want to dance. you dance, you know, like, no restriction. You can't dance anywhere. Can you dance anywhere like this? We can dance here. It's just an example. We can dance free, you know. Just give what they call in English, that he gave up his, what? There is some word, you know, when he gave up his hair or something like that. Just free. So this is it? Some word is there that he says, he pulled down something, he dropped or something like that. That means he gave up, he just became like this. So this was there. But here, when Krishna is hearing this, they are talking about the heaven, my God, what the mansion was, and I saw Varun Dev. So Krishna started thinking, why? These residents, Nanda Maharaj and cowherd men, They don't know what, where are they? They don't know their position. Huh? What they have. So he wanted to show them. So this is again a reciprocation of their love, that he saw that they were talking like this. So in this verse, like the previous verse, he took all the residents just to make them just give some idea about, you know, where are they now, and what is all these things. So he took them to Yamuna, and one part of Yamuna, there is one lake, it is said, they dunked them. Dunked them means they went and they got a unique vision. And in that vision, it is said, Vismita. Vismita means they were surprised. They were surprised to see. First, Krishna showed them the Brahma Jyoti. Now they saw the Brahma Jyoti. Now these Vrijavasis are seeing. They see Brahma Jyoti and they see that Brahma Jyoti in connection with Krishna. It is coming from. But doesn't make any difference to them, because you can't embrace Brahma Jyoti. You can't feed Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is not expressing hunger. We are not impressed at all. Okay, maybe. So go further. He showed them Vaikuntha. Okay, no, Vaikuntha. Then he took them further and he showed them Krishna Lok. And in Krishna Lok, he showed them Vrindavan village. The same village where they were. There is Yamuna, there is Govardhan. Then there is the forest, the cows, the calves, the Vrijavasis. And they are right there. And then they see something which... They see Krishna there. Again, Krishna as a Bal Gopal. But what they see there, that doesn't impress them. They see Krishna is standing and he's just smiling. And Vedas personified. Now, Vedas personified, what personality they are. Effulgent personality. They're all standing around and just offering their prayers. So these Vrijavasis are watching, but Krishna is not looking, I mean, he's not looking at us. And they don't feel like going and interfering there, you know, what are you doing, you know, why are you offering prayers, he's our child. They can't do that, neither is Krishna looking at them. So they said, no, no, we don't want this Krishna. So Krishna revealed them to the top, then he brought them back. So that is the time they realized that, no, no, this is our Krishna and everything got. So this is, of course, Prabhupada says that devotional service should be performed with full knowledge about the absolute truth. In our country, I mean, this will only make us understand how fortunate we are. Because in the name of religion, so many things are happening. You ask them, why are you doing? At the most, what will they say? For some good luck, some auspiciousness. We are doing this, we are doing that. Does it go beyond? Very rare. Maybe I want to get liberated. Or maybe some Bhagavat prem. But how far? But here Prabhupada is revealing to us. Of course, all the acharyas are revealing what is the real nature of the soul, which is part and parcel of that supreme soul. So naturally, that energy, everything is coming from there. That's what is really truth. All other things are just material things, appear, disappear. But this is a means, this body is a means through which can achieve that. Whatever varnashrama we say that, through the varnashrama system, gradually person is purifying. But ultimately what? This is truth. Perfection. So Prabhupada, very systematically, this Bhagavatam is revealed. We are already entered the 10th canto and now we are going to discuss on further chapter. Krishna and the gopis meet for the rasa dance. But unless we have understood the nature of their love, Vrijavasi residents, this will be a very difficult and controversial subject to understand. So everything begins from first canto. How verse by verse, how Krishna's devotees, their life history, how it begins with only hearing about Krishna. Slowly it evolves, just like the flower evolves, you know, from the stage of a bud stage, it slowly evolves. In the bud stage there is no fragrance, but then it evolves, blossoms, and there is fragrance. So similarly, the consciousness, all of us, we have a consciousness, we are in a stage, but then we have an opportunity to. So it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who descended 500 years back, and the first verse, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, Bahamaha Dhavagni Nirvam, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Just like how the flower blossoms, we may think we are chanting, you know, I don't see any changes. Actually, we may not see any changes. But actually, when we are chanting, the soul which is in a very dormant, dried up state, it is opening up. But the ultimate perfection of opening is the nature of love, what? The resident said. So this, throughout Bhagavatam, if you see how the emphasis, I mean the more importance is given to hearing. If you see all the personalities, Narada Muni, now he heard first. He was a maid servant's child. But then he heard. How did he evolve? Sukadev Goswami heard mother's womb. He just walked out. Prahlad Maharaj, he heard in mother's womb. Dhruv Maharaj also, he heard from his mother first. If you want, you go to the forest. So hearing is the beginning. That's what second canto, this is a verse which is something to meditate on. This verse, very popular verse which has been told by Suta Goswami to the sages of Naimisharanya. Now, from a very ordinary activity, but it is connected to something very divine. But it is very gradual. Srinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantostu Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Surhadat Satam. Krishna is there as Paramatma, the benefactor. He is a friend. But when he sees someone is very sincerely, he wants to, very eager to hear, very truthful, want to hear about truth. Surhat Satam. He immediately from within starts wiping off, washing off, clearing off all those things which are covering. This is the result of just hearing Krishna Katha. That is satsang. So satsang, everyone says satsang karo, but kyo? For what? This is Prabhupada's greatness. That what he gave to the world was the topmost thing. You can't compare with anything. Anyone tries to think, is there anything more? Is there anything more? The love of Brijavasi, is anything more? We can't comprehend what is it. Impossible. So with this understanding, you go to the rasa dance. And that time you understand, oh my God, these gopis, they are not ordinary people. What is the nature of love? And otherwise, this contaminated consciousness. This is the first thing, many times we are preaching, first thing it comes. Well, why did Krishna dance with other men's wives and that too in the middle of the night in an isolated place? And what to explain them? Do you have any energy to explain them? My God, go by verse by verse by verse by verse and then come to this level. So this is what Nanda Maharaj and the residents, they had given. So unless we understand what we have received, we will not have any value for it. Something we know, it's, my God, it's very precious. We'll never know it. So I remember, this is a very famous pastime during Prabhupada's time. You know, there's something connected, not exactly, but still that, you know, what do you value? Now this Prabhupada's one disciple in Vrindavan, very sincere, innocent, but he goes to Radharaman Mandir. And in Radharaman Mandir, he's watching the Pujari doing Aarti. Now he has some knowledge Prabhupada has given him. He has some understanding and he's watching. My God, see this person, so fortunate. He is doing this aarti, so close he is, great he is, and he is just watching the aarti. Westerner, he's a Western disciple. The pujari sees him. Oh, this person looks quite sincere, and I am doing aarti. So he gives him a benediction. Yes, you continue your sincerity like this, next birth, you will take birth in your next life. In a Brahman family. Now this disciple is so innocent. He is ecstatic. He says, I will become a Brahman. in Vrindavan. So he runs to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I have been blessed today that this Pujari said that I will take birth as a Brahmin my next life and then I will also do. Prabhupada was not impressed at all. Prabhupada said, you go back and go and tell him. You continue doing aarti like this and after several years, you will take birth in the Western world. And you will join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And then you will get this. Of course, he didn't go back to tell. But this was Prabhupada's love for his disciples. And he saw, I mean, what are you talking, you know? You know what you have. So this is the, somewhere Krishna saw, what are they talking about, you know? Varuna's mansion and the heavenly planets and so he brought them back. Then again, so this is the reciprocation of Krishna. And so this is how we can also understand about what is Vrindavan. This time, those who attended the yatra, you heard every time the class would end with Maharaj saying that this is why we come to Vrindavan. Now we have gone several times to Vrindavan, but again every time, this is why we came to Vrindavan. Now why we come to Vrindavan? But if you, this is knowledge. Vrindavan is a place, this is enacted, this is exchange, this is the topmost thing. Now who did what for this? You know, I mean, Sanatan Goswami and Rup Goswami, what was their position? Giving up everything and coming and staying there in Vrindavan. What is there in Vrindavan? They have to give up everything and come there and stay there. Because Vrindavan is the topmost place of spiritual realization. There's nothing beyond it. Of course, when we see now through our eyes, there is Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela, and what we see, Prakat, whatever we are, of course, what we see through our eyes is only sewages and, you know, people are just doing their normal activities, building being constructed, apartments, flats, and what do you have? So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, I think he was speaking for this Vada project. This was Prabhupada's vision. Prabhupada wanted Nivrindavan to be like this. How? It should be a replica of Vrindavan. What is replica of Vrindavan? 12 forests, Jamuna, Govardhan, 7 temples. But then can you make a replica in Vrindavan? Vrindavan is Vrindavan. Huh? This is earthly planet, that is Vrindavan. But then of course he brought it back. He said that we can give an experience. Those who visit that place, an experience which will be better than going to Vrindavan. No, finally, it's an experience. Conditioned souls, you know, getting tormented and fried by the, you know, material modes of nature and our anxieties, and those who come there and go around, you'll experience. That's a great thing, no? To give an experience of something divine. So this is Vrindavan. So we can go on talking about. So in short, I'll conclude this verse by saying that how Nanda Maharaj, they were so innocent, they never thought that they are great, their love was so overwhelming that they didn't know where they were, what position they were in. So Krishna is just revealing to them. So this is Prabhupada's connection to all of us. And by the influence of time, everything is taken away. And now New Year is approaching. And everyone wants to celebrate Happy New Year. And what is there happy to be about? The power of time is just acting on you. That's what it. New Year means one more year has passed away and you are approaching. That means time is very short. Human life is very valuable. But if we don't know the value of what we have received, it is very natural that it would be piled away. But sometimes this question may come, you know, but then I'm doing it for several years, but I don't, you know, why? Why? That's how Krishna does it. He doesn't want to give us something very cheaply. Because anything you get very cheaply, we think that we deserve it. We will not be very grateful. So there is a hard struggle, there is sacrifice, there is austerity, control of mind and senses, how to resist temptation, how to deal with each other, devotees, relationship issues, all this we'll have to go through. But in the heart we know that what it is for. This is ultimately for that something divine which will evolve. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy coming down through Prabhupada to give us the highest realization in spirituality. The highest. So whenever we see anything happening, you know, so many things are happening, we respect all our spiritual organizations. I am not saying that ISKCON is the only one, but this is what ISKCON stands for. To give the highest. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Going by word to word, verse to verse, and then the 10th canto. Then you enter chapter 29. So be prepared. You're entering chapter 29. The most, otherwise, the controversial one. But with this understanding, devotees will be very eager to know what exactly happened. You know, what was the nature of their love, sacrifice, how they did to inspire us. So on this day, of course, tomorrow is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Disappearance Day. This is our glorious parampara. All the acharyas, they have given this. And we are all fortunate to be connected to it. So everyone has an opportunity. No one is here greater than anyone, but the opportunity is there for everyone who can explore this dimension. So this is satsang. Yesterday, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was there in the hospital. Of course, this was for the hospital he was speaking. He said a very nice thing, one which of course he said several things, all were nice things. But one thing he said that in our day-to-day activities, if we forget what is the purpose you are doing it for? So he gave an example of the pujari. The pujari has performed all the ritual. He's done everything perfectly. He arranged the plate. But he forgot for whom it is. So it is very natural that when we also in our devotional service, we are enthusiastic, then we are doing this, we are doing that, and this, and this. But then we forget for whom are we doing, for what are we doing, what is the purpose. That is why Prabhupada said, devotional service should be done with full understanding and knowledge about the absolute truth. That is that first 9 canto. And then we enter into Krishna's activities. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada Transcendental.